internal risk factors in the development of and risk of orofacial clefts in the Philippines.
Thank you. Okay. So my focus is on orofacial clefts and specifically in the Philippines. I have no relationships to disclose. All the photos used are my own except where noted. And so the focus of the presentation today will be on the research study itself, why we're doing it, the data from an initial analysis, and then where we hope to take the study. So clefts are a really big and common birth defect that has high prevalence specifically in the Filipino population. So over here, these are twins with clefts within an Operation Smile mission. And orofacial clefts can sort of include both cleft lip and or palate. What we do in our study is we collect self-report questionnaires on the mother and father and saliva samples. And so why we work on clefts and why we do both a genetic and an environmental component is because clefts are thought to sort of fall into this sort of center region here, where it's not quite genetic, say trisomy 21 with Down syndrome, nor is it quite environmental with lack of nutrients or certain like mechanisms like folic acid playing with this birth defect. And our case control study consists of cases. So we have children about 6 months to 3 years who join an Operation Smile surgical mission. In the Philippines, they've been there for over 30 years, so they have a really high caseload there. We recruit mom, dad, and a child with a cleft as defined by a case, and that's a trio. And then on our control side, we match our cases not by age but by gender and socioeconomic status. So we tend to recruit in an underserved population, basically matching the families that are getting free surgeries on these missions. So we look at controls, and these tend to be newborn babies in the exact same city that the surgical missions occur in. So the focus of this presentation is our data that we collected in 2012 in the Philippines in a city called Bacolod City, which is sort of located centrally in Negros Occidental. And written informed consent was obtained for all participants in Tagalog and the local dialect, which happens to be Ilonggo. So the consent form was in Tagalog, but our translators would speak both Tagalog, English, and also Ilonggo in these cases. And literacy rate was particularly high enough to obtain written informed consent. And what we were interested in presenting today was really the urban and rural residency during pregnancy and self-reports of industrial chemical exposures during pregnancy. So this is our questionnaire item. Mothers of cleft cases and the newborn mothers of controls were asked this question: where did you live during pregnancy with the patient? You can see it's sort of vague. Addresses are not the same in the Philippines as they are here. We have a number and a road name. Sometimes in other more rural regions or urban regions, it's, you know, we live above a certain building or we live down sort of this narrow path. And so in just our initial analysis using SAS at a 95% significance level, we did find a significant p-value, but this is to be taken with discretion because we're really doing this case control study looking at different factors, but this is not to say there's causation or even really like a high association. And our adjusted odds ratio was 3.4, so that's quite high, where there's more cases and there's a higher odds of developing a child with a cleft with a rural residency report. This might also be from sampling, and I'll discuss that later in our limitations. Mothers were also asked to recall industrial chemical exposures during her pregnancy. So this was the first item on a number of exposures, was were you exposed to industrial chemicals? It's self-defined and self-reported, and we asked during which months. It's interesting we asked for all three basically trimesters of the pregnancy, because clefts tend to close within the first trimester, but we asked this because maybe it was more relevant to remember your pregnancy as a whole. So we did not find a significant difference, but we did see higher reports in general of industrial chemical exposure in the case mothers compared to the control mothers. But it's a very small sample size, as you can see there. And our confidence interval, it sort of overlaps, so that's also not significant. And so, you know, sort of with our study, it is limited in that we have a hospital-based design. So in a lot of ways, our cases are basically these families coming from different regions coming into the city to receive free surgery, whereas our controls are newborn children, and they're basically based at a maternity ward there. So that's where we're, you know, looking and teasing that out, seeing that is the rural report just because of, you know, coming from rural areas, where is the urban report? And this also affects something else in our analysis that I didn't actually present up here, which is drinking water. So we did have higher reports in different countries that we were looking at where there was more drinking water, well water reports amongst our cases and then city water or public water in our controls. But that could also be based on where they live. And we are intending to do sort of a mapping basis, like GIS, to sort of map out where are people located. In the Philippines in particular, that I didn't mention before, there's a very high prevalence rate of cleft. So throughout the world, it's about 1 in 1,000 in America, 1 in 700 worldwide, and in the Philippines, 1 in 500, but it also varies depending on the location just based on previous studies. Self-report responses definitely introduces a sort of bias where mothers may or may not recall their pregnancy. We do ask mothers where this is their most recent pregnancy. So if they had a child after that, that wouldn't be part of our eligibility criteria, but that definitely is part of our survey. Our limited sample size, as you saw there, we had 150 families. We had about 50 cases, 100 control families. Since then, actually, most recently in June, we actually ramped up our sample size to include about 1,000 more individuals. So I'm really eager to see our analysis and to see if there's any relationships. And we also collected in more cities. And we're really limited on where we're collecting based on where Operation Smile has local foundations that are willing to partner with us to carry out the research. Because truly, without our local partners on the ground, maintaining a lot of this collection would not be possible. And so the reason that, you know, why we're doing our study is that we're trying to basically understand environmental and genetic components. Within the environmental components, we actually are very interested in paternal risk factors. So I've been presenting on our maternal questionnaire. Our paternal questionnaire has even smaller numbers, so it's not quite ready for any discussion yet. But we want to see maybe fathers who play half of the genetic component, what they've been exposed to, does that contribute? A lot of these studies have been done in developed countries, in the U.S. and within Europe, where fathers working in certain industries and certain nutrients really play a role in birth effects particularly, and cleft being a very common one. So we are looking into that area. Working within a few different countries, Philippines being one of them, Operation Smile has really great relationships with the ministries of health and local government structures. So there's maybe a potential to look and influence policy, or at least inform policymakers on different areas. There isn't an EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, in most countries, the Philippines being one, where there's regulations for women not working with, say, industrial chemicals during pregnancy, nor is there air pollution control and other things that we have here in the U.S. So sort of looking at that policy implication as well. And then prevention. This is why we're involved in this. We conduct the research at USC. We're partnering with Operation Smile, but we really are looking into prevention. So, and just in conclusion, so we found some potential differences, or at least like interesting data from our study between case and control mothers in the Philippines, and the rural residency being one, and then also just exposures in general being associated with cleft. This may potentially have further implications for other birth defects, where if we're looking at this, certainly exposures are related to other conditions. And so but further investigation and data collection is really necessary before we can say anything is associated with anything else. I would like to acknowledge a lot of our team that made this all possible. So the University of Santo Tomas is our partner in Manila, and we carry out IRB there. The University of Southern California is where the study is primarily based out of, and then Operation Smile International. Any questions?
Thank you.
Last one.